Hello, and welcome to Open Door Playhouse, a theater podcast that celebrates live theater on the podcast stage. I'm Matthew Scott Montgomery. At Open Door Playhouse, we strive to bring our listeners thoughtful and surprising 10-minute shorts and one-act plays that showcase insightful and new perspectives of the world we share with others. Open Door Playhouse is a 501c3 theater organization. Support for Open Door Playhouse comes from listeners like you. Your tax-deductible donations help keep our plays on the podcast stage. Now playing in Theater 128, How Nice of You to Ask, written by Rich Rubin and directed by Bernadette Armstrong, starring Joyce Hananel as Mavis and Matthew Scott Montgomery as Alan.
I hope you don't mind, Mrs. Steinloaf. There are quite a few questions.
Please, call me Mavis.
Okay, I will. And please, call me Alan.
Okay, Alan. Look, please have a seat. I'll be right out. Alan, what a nice name. I have a great nephew named Alan. Or maybe it's Alex. Anyway, would you like a cup of tea, dear?
Yeah, a cup of tea would be very nice. Thank you.
I only have Lipton. I hope that's all right.
Oh, whatever you have is fine.
Some people my age, they keep all sorts of tea on the shelf. Jasmine, lemon, ginger, mint, you name it, they've got it. To me, all that variety, it's crazy. I mean, why make it complicated when you could just keep it simple? Makes no sense. Does it make any sense to you?
I guess I never really thought about it. Oh, thank you.
So, what were you saying about questions?
Oh, yeah. Well, the survey, Miss Mavis, it has quite a few questions. I hope that's okay.
Oh, sure, it's okay. Just remind me, what kind of a survey did you say this was?
It's what I mentioned on the phone.
On the phone?
Yeah, when I called yesterday, remember?
Oh, of course I remember. You're the nice man who called about my freezer, right?
No, that must have been some other nice man.
That wasn't you? You mean you didn't come over to talk about refrigerators?
No, sorry. Not refrigerators.
Oh, that's too bad. Because the stories I could tell you about mine, you wouldn't believe half of them. Once it got so cold in there, my tank was...
Okay, sorry to interrupt, but my survey, it's about something else.
It's not about my older manner.
No, it's about sex.
Sex?
That's right, it's a sex survey. It's a survey that asks questions about sex.
Oh my. Oh, a survey about sex. What do they think of next? And at my age, what an honor. So, tell me, you make a nice living doing this.
Oh, I don't. Not really. But Professor Carney does, sort of. But he's been doing this a long time. Me, I'm just starting out. I joined the team just a month ago.
The team?
You know, the research team.
These days you can do research on sex?
Of course.
And they don't arrest you?
No. It's perfectly legal. I'm interviewing lots of people, lots of your neighbors, right here in this very building, this very floor.
Really? Oh. And what did they tell you?
Well, actually, you're one of the first people that I'm talking to, so I don't think...
Whatever the men told you, I would divide in two. And whatever the women told you, I would double. And that would be my advice.
Oh, okay. Thank you. That's very helpful. Is it okay if we start?
Certainly. Anything you want to ask, just ask away.
Oh, what's that you're pouring into your tea?
Metamucil. Would you like some?
No, not right now. Maybe later. Hopefully much later. Okay, so here is the first question. Are you currently engaging in any kind of sexual activity?
Am I currently engaging in any kind of sexual activity?
Yes.
You mean this minute?
No, not this minute. Say, in the past month.
In the past month. any sex in the past month.
Mm-hmm.
But wait, wait, why? Did someone in the building tell you I had sex in the past month?
No, but that's not a question I asked them.
Good. Hey, did anybody in the building tell you they had sex in the past month?
I'm sorry, I can't answer that. All the responses are confidential.
If Mrs. Goldfarb said no, don't believe her. You should see the way she looks at that poor Mr. Feinberg in the elevator.
Okay. Is it okay if we go on to the next question?
Ah, sure. Why not?
Okay, here goes. Do you prefer having sex with men, women, or both?
Did you just say both?
Yes, men, women, or both.
By both, you mean at the same time?
No, that's not...
Because there was this one night in Poughkeepsie back in 68.
That's fine. I'm just going to write down men. Okay?
Sure. Well, why not? Hey, keep it simple, right?
Mm-hmm. The next question is a little more personal.
More personal? How much more personal can it get?
Well, maybe just a little. Here's the question. If you had to estimate, what would you say is the total number of sexual partners you've had?
The total number of sexual partners I've had? Oh, wow. You said an estimate.
That's right, just an estimate. You know, only 1, 2 to 5, 6 to 10, etc.
You mean just in the past month?
No, lifetime.
Oh, okay. Now I understand. You want the lifetime estimate.
Yes.
All right. Let me see. Let's see. Started about 18. Okay. Start. Stopped. Start.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But understand, this is only a rough guess.
Yep, that's all I need.
246.
What?
Or 247, depending on how you count the night at Poughkeepsie, eh?
246.
Or 7.
247.
You sound surprised.
No. No,
come on, tell me the truth. You thought it'd be less or more.
Oh, it's not my place to venture.
Come on, Alan. Don't you always make a little bet with yourself beforehand? I know I would.
No, that's not the way that it works.
No?
No, I'm a professional.
Oh, I see. You're a professional. What kind of a professional? A sex professional?
No. Well, yes. But no, I mean...
Admit it. You are... A sex professional.
Well, except that's not the terminology we
you
usually...
You ask other people what they like to do in the bedroom, right?
Well, yes.
And you get paid for what you do, right?
Of course.
And you even get, you know, a little extra professional zing from your work sometime, right?
Well, I wouldn't exactly
you
call
know, so it... So face it, you are a sex professional.
that's not the
Look,
way...
Look, when you do your income tax in April... And they ask you what you do for a living. What are you going to write down?
Well, I hadn't really thought about...
Trust me. The one thing you should never do is lie to the government. Just tell them the truth and write down sex professional.
No, I don't
Why?
Think I'm...
You think it's something to be ashamed of?
No, it's not that. It's...
No, you know who else was a sex professional? Now, I don't mean recently, of course, but years ago... Before approaching maturity.
No.
Me. That's who. I had a beautiful penthouse at the plaza. A nice view of the park. Cadillac clientele. Mwah.
You were a sex professional?
What? You thought I'm the sort of person who'd have sex with hundreds of men and not get paid for it? Huh. Just what kind of a girl you think I am?
Well, I...
Well,
I didn't...
except what I told you before, it wasn't exactly true.
It wasn't?
No. I didn't have sex with 246 men.
You didn't?
No. It wasn't 246. It was 546.
546?
That's right. 546. If we're talking only men.
But why did you say...
Because I lied. Because I didn't want you to get the wrong impression of me. That's why. But let me tell you something. Those 546 men, I can still remember the names of each and every one of them.
You can?
Tell you the truth, it's not all that hard. Most of them were named John.
But, gosh, I guess I'm still a little surprised.
Why? Can't you remember the names of all the people you've had sex with?
Well, yes, but that's only been four people.
So what are you saying? Because I'm approaching maturity, I can't remember the names of 546 men? Plus that lady in Poughkeepsie.
No, that's not...
You sure it's only been four, Alan?
Well, yes, but...
What's the matter? You don't get out much.
No, I...
Tell me the truth. What's your favorite position?
Huh?
Hey, you ever try the inverted goldfish?
Inverted goldfish?
Oh, yeah. Oh, if you'd like, I could take you through it, but you probably have to do some stretching first.
No. You know what? Wow, look at the time. I think my time's just about up.
That's it? There was only a couple of questions. What kind of survey was that?
Yeah, sometimes we just do the abbreviated version.
The abbreviated version. That doesn't sound very professional. Hey, when people came to me, I never gave them the abbreviated version. Not once.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Steinloaf.
Mavis.
Right, yes, Mavis. Thank you. But I think I need to go and interview some other people in the building.
All right. But just remember, when it comes to Mrs. Goldfarb, don't believe a word she says. The woman's a total slut.
Okay, I gotta get out of here. Bye.
Okay, bye. Huh. Well, I wonder if he would have stayed longer if I offered him coffee.
Thank you for listening to our plays. Our plays are recorded at the Oak House Studio in Altadena, California by our sound engineer, David Peters. Our sound effects are provided by Audio Jungle and music by Karaoke Version. If you are interested in submitting a play for production, you can find that information on our website, www.opendoorplayhouse.org. Please share this podcast with friends and do not forget to subscribe so you'll be notified when our next production is live. And don't forget, donations to Open Door Playhouse can be made at www.opendoorplayhouse.org.